Thank you so much for seeing this. The actual moment of deploy there, when we take the switch to deploy, and it's so quiet. We were just amazed, but you look out and this thing is so big, you certainly know that it's moving towards you and over the head of the shuttle. You're getting a little bit better view of Chandra out in front of the IUS there. And I know that a lot of people have seen Chandra as it's been constructed and seen it as it's been installed in the shuttle, but I will tell you there is nothing as beautiful as Chandra sailing off on its way to work. What you're looking at now is just after we did the back away burn, we started the forward jets to burn out of plane up and around the telescope. We just had sunset, so you can't see much of the Earth behind us, but we did have a very bright, the telescope is silver and gold and blue, and was reflecting quite a bit of sunlight, but it looks like we've got a good, really good picture here for you as it goes off into sunset. What you see down at the bottom is the IUS, the inertial upper stage booster connected to the bottom of the telescope and its nozzle. And of course on the very upper part you see the Chandra telescope, a long cone, and the bright spot on the end is the integrated science module.
And roger that, we're getting great video down here, Eileen.
Okay, just had to rewind there just to try out and hear you go for deploy. In Houston, what you're looking at right now on the downlink is a replay of the Chandra deploy. And again, when you start seeing the motion pick up here is when we do the back away burn to fly up and around Chandra and position ourselves for the separation maneuver that we did 15 minutes later. And with the limited time that we have here, what we're doing is we're looking up, trying to get you some mid-deck video of the crew during the deploy. And he's on his current downwind picture, that is the back away burn that you're watching. And you notice as we back away from Chandra, you can look right straight up the IUS nozzle. There is a covering on the back of the nozzle, but we're told that when ignition happens, that cover blows off.